The study carries a confrontational name, Are Health at Risk? Why Are Millions of Americans Still Breathing Unhealthy Air? It's from the Environment New York Research and Policy Center. The data is the most recent available from 2015. Data shows the Buffalo, Chickamauga, Niagara Falls area had 43 days of elevated air pollution, while the Southern Tier communities had 47. Not surprisingly, the big bad air area in New York State was around New York City, which had 92 days of bad air. Environment New York founder Heather Leibowitz says decades of improvement haven't removed all problems.
We are still seeing levels of pollution, despite the fact that we're seeing improvements from, 30 and 40 years ago. It's still definitely an issue. And this is really happening because air pollution, it's a regional issue. And so while we're still shutting down local power plants, which is helping, there's still a lot of sources of pollution in the area. Both power plants and vehicles are one of those main causes.
In the long term, Leibowitz says the only real solution is moving much more aggressively to renewable energy like sun and wind and hydroelectric, and for this area, doing something about pollution blowing into this area from pollution in the Midwest. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.